Okay, and so we're continuing on through the book Paul Law, and it's laying out principles of biblical behavior modification. It's the idea that so often we try hard to do better in our own strength, and we struggle, we fail, we have some success, but then we a lot of times fall back. And so God's trying to help us to see how we can have our lives transformed, not by our strength, but by His working within us as we develop a relationship with Him. And so we've been looking the last several weeks on really the idea of how God wants to use His Word to help us. And we've discussed different things. And so tonight we're going to get on to the topic of meditation. Meditating on our Bible. And I think a lot of times with the idea of meditation, we kind of have different kind of conceptions of it, sometimes misconceptions. When we hear that word, we kind of imagine someone that's kind of sitting in kind of a contorted position sort of thing and doing different things. But we want to understand very simply what meditation is, and it's to dwell on anything in thought, to basically turn it over in our mind. And you could think of it in this way. A lot of times we're always meditating on something, but it's not always something healthy that we're meditating on, because I think all of us can have moments when we get stuck in some wrong thinking. Maybe it might be we're angry and bitter about something that someone has done to us. Maybe we're something happens and we're really worried and fearful about it, and that fear just paralyzes us. Other times we just get down and we just can't seem to get out of it. Other times we have a craving and that we just can't get that out of our mind. We can't change. We kind of need to reboot the system and change what we're doing, but it can be very hard. And so God's trying to help us to learn how we meditate on His Word and how that can help us, how that can make such a difference, where we meditate on what is profitable. And we want to understand that God's Word is alive, and He wants to help us in that way to discover that. And really find for ourselves how it can help us. And so we want to consider that. And so we lay out what we would recognize as be God's formula for success when it comes to getting into His Word. That we first of all need to read our Bible, but reading is informational, right? We're taking things in. But we read for the purpose so that we can study. And then we study so that we can memorize. And then the idea is that we memorize so that we can meditate. And then finally we meditate so that everything we do will prosper. And we'll see that from a passage in just a few minutes. But it's kind of the thing, we've compared it in this way, that God's Word is fuel that will warm our souls, that will really transform our lives. And we need to get it within our hearts and have it really have its effect. And a lot of times we read our Bible and we don't necessarily understand everything that we say, that it says. Sometimes people might say to us, well, if we're struggling, so, oh, you just need to read your Bible more. But we want to understand that if we're developing a relationship with God, it has to go beyond that. That reading is sort of like we've gone out and we've got a bunch of, cut down a bunch of logs of firewood, and we brought it onto our property. And so that's a good thing. We need that. But that's not where we want to stop, because you could have this big bunch of logs, but if that's not the way that it's going to actually fit into your fireplace to give you heat, right? And so we read so that we can study. And studying is kind of what happens. As we read, God a lot of times will point out a specific verse or a specific phrase, and it kind of just makes us think, okay, there's something about that that is drawing my attention. I don't know what it is, and so we stop and we take time to study. We figure out, okay, what does this mean? We use like a dictionary, other things to kind of dissect and define the passage. And what that is essentially doing is we're taking those logs that we've brought in and we're cutting and splitting them so that they're usable for us. Okay? And then from that we memorize. We have it so that it's in our mind, so we retain it in our memory, so that we can draw from it in time of need. And so that's essentially like we've brought the firewood that we've cut and split, and we've got it in the firebox in the house. And so it's right there ready to be used. But if that's where it stays, it's kind of the thing. Sometimes as believers, we can sort of almost be wanting to impress people with the amount of wood that we've brought on the property or the amount of wood that we have stacked in our firebox. But it's like, it doesn't do us any good to just look at it. It's somewhere we have to put it in the fireplace. And so that's really what the meditating is where we put it in the fireplace and it gives warmth and help to us. And so we want to think of it in that way, that that's what God is trying to help us to do. That if we just read or study or memorize, we're missing. Those are all necessary steps, but we have to get to the last one, which is meditating on God's Word, where we contemplate it, where it revolves in our mind, and it becomes part of us in many different ways. And so we want to understand that. And so that brings us to the second thought, that our mind, in many ways, is like the hard drive on our computer, and we can think of that, of all the different files that we have in our mind of just different experiences, different things we've read, different things we've learned, that we store all those different things on our hard drive, right? And there's some things, of course, we can think of with our computer that we can get in our computer that's like a virus, causes a whole lot of trouble, and so we want to eliminate those, right? And there's other things that are good that we want to have stored there. But everything good and bad is stored in the hard drive that is our mind, but we want to understand that our heart is kind of like the desktop, and that's what we currently have open on our hard drive, okay? And so that's what we desire to have good things stored on in our mind, and that's memorization. But then we also, what are we bringing up in our heart? What are we actually dwelling upon? Is it profitable, unprofitable? Is it going to help us to have victory, or is it going to lead us to struggle and defeat? And so we want to understand that the devil tries to bring outside pressures upon us, and so he tries to bring up wicked things from our mind's hard drive and open them on our heart's desktop. He wants us to get dwelling on different things, whether it's anger or greed or hate or lust or other, so many other different things that he's trying to stir up and get that to be what we're dwelling upon and what we succumb to. And what ends up overthrowing us in many different ways. And so we want to realize that's happening, and that's what he's trying to do, and that's so often why we end up being defeated. And so he wants us to be in that place where we're dwelling on the negative, dwelling on what is unproductive and counterproductive, and instead God wants to help us. He wants to get us to the point where we realize, okay, God is trying to give us really the tools that we need, really in a lot of ways, in our time with Him, reading the Bible, studying, memorizing, meditating, essentially he's giving us ammunition for each day so that when the devil tries to attack us, we have something to respond to it with that can be more powerful than what he's trying to do upon us. And so we see in the idea that we have in Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3, where it talks about, speaking of a man being blessed, that it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate upon day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And so, it's the idea, lives are not changed by reading and memorizing God's word, even though those are both good things to do. That those are really kind of informational actions, but they don't develop that relationship with God. They're necessary, but we have to get past that. We want to get to the point of meditating God's word. That a man who meditates on God's word is going to be like a tree. And so it's the idea that you think of, I know we've planted quite a few trees out here, and some of them are finally taller than I am, but it's kind of the thing, it's like, you always have to bring them water and try to keep them going and everything else. Because there's not like an abundance of rain and moisture and everything else in this country. But you think if you have a tree that's planted by the side of the river or something like that, that's kind of the thing. If you're going anywhere in this area and you want to see big trees, you go down to the riverside and you see these big cottonwoods that are so tall and big. And I know we've tried planting cottonwoods and they're not big yet. They're still trying, but it just doesn't have that. But the idea when a tree is by the rivers of water, it gets all the water that it needs and it can just thrive. I know, some that I've seen, like I built a little bit of a greenhouse on our property. And I've got set up on timers with the drip irrigation, and I've planted watermelons in there, and you basically keep giving them all the water that they need, and they can just, like, usually what happens is I plant stuff, and by the fall, everything's grown so much I have to send the kids in to try to pick some of the stuff because I can't even get in, right? Because it has that water all the time. And that's really what we want to understand. That's what God wants for us, is where we're like this tree that is got its roots down deep in the source of the water of life, and that we just flourish. It isn't something where we just kind of produce a little bit of fruit that's kind of withered and diseased, but it's abundance of fruit, just a bumper crop. And that's what he wants to do. He wants whatever we do to prosper. That's his desire for us. He doesn't just want us to kind of make it through life and struggle through life. He wants us to thrive, to find victory, to make real progress. And so that is what his desire is for us. And so a man who meditates on God's word delights in God's word. That it's something that we enjoy it. And I think that sometimes we experience that when we're struggling with something and God gives us God gives us a verse that it's like just what we needed for that day, and it just helps us in dealing with the problem that we're facing. That when we get that, it's kind of, it many times inspires us. Well, I need to keep looking because now it's a new day and maybe God's got something else for me for what's coming up. And so we learn that is, It should, as we go through it, of reading, studying, meditating, or memorizing and meditating, and then we see God use what we're meditating upon to help us gain victory, that should get us to a point where it's not kind of a chore. Okay, I'm reading my Bible, I know I should do this, it doesn't make any sense to me, I'm not sure why I'm doing this, but instead when we go through that whole process, the Lord uses it to transform our life, then we're like, yes, I want to get back into this. I want to learn more. That any chance we have, that we desire to seek it. And so he wants to guide us through his word just help us so that we can make wise decisions that will lead us to prosperity in specific areas of our life. And so he wants to order our steps. He wants us to be grounded, fruitful, and prosperous. And that requires us to delight in God's law, and that manifests itself through meditation on his law. And so that's the thing, is that when we delight in God's word, then we're going to spend our time contemplating it. That's what we're going to be turning over in our mind, something that God has given us that is going to be a help to us. And so we want to get to that point where we start in the morning and then we continue through the day and into the night of this word of life that God has given us for the day. And we understand that God promises it'll prosper a Christian who's meditating on the Bible. And so it's kind of the thing, enjoyment is simply a matter of appetite. And so if we're going to enjoy something, an appetite needs for it to be created and fed. And so you can kind of think of it that there's sometimes, like we can have things that we enjoy, but then there might be some new food that we try, and especially when you're younger, you might think, okay, this is some weird kind of thing. I don't know what it is. It's probably going to taste horrible. And then we try it, and it's like, wow, this is awesome. This is like my new favorite food. And then it's like we want it. It's what we request from then on. And that's kind of what the Lord wants us to have. It's not something necessarily that we necessarily have acquired a taste for the things of God yet, but he wants to help us to learn to do that, where it actually talks in the Psalms, come taste and see that the Lord is good. And so we want to develop that, acquire that taste, develop that appetite for it, and really it's as we decide how good God is to us and what he wants to give us, it can really be a help to us. And so it's the thing, is that we start out, we don't necessarily have an appetite for reading God's word, and that might be because we've never got to the point where we've tasted that finished product at the end that comes through meditation. And so we want to understand that meditation helps us, and it gives us really real-time application that we can give of this word of God that he's given us for the day to our life. And that's what we really want to get to. It really helps us to develop our relationship with God, to discover that, like just practically, that we experience him through the day, that as we study God's word in the morning, he gives us a verse and we don't necessarily know why he gives it to us, but we say, okay, well, I'm going to think about this through the day, and then we get into some situation and then it's like, wow, this verse is just what I needed. It's going to give me guidance on how to respond to this situation. And so we want to do that. It's the thing, is when we take time to read, study, memorize, and meditate in God's word, we'll see him at work in our lives. And as we do that, it will excite us. We'll become delighted in how he's leading us. We see that he's real. We see that he's not far away, that he cares about our problems that we're facing, and he's giving us just what we need to help us through those problems so we can have victory. And so it leads us to prosperity in life. It leads us where we desire to spend more time with God and find out what does He have for me today. And maybe we're going through something else we can think about. It says, okay, well, I don't know how to deal with this. God, do you have an answer for me? And He can give us an answer in our word. And so as we increase our appetite for God's word, then we will be delighted in it. And so so it's that idea that we see that we have to strengthen our inner man, and that's talking about where God dwells within us as believers, where His Spirit communes with our spirit. And we do that. We read so that we may study what God shows us. He's putting His finger on something for us that morning, and we say, okay, what does this mean? And so then we study it so we understand that it's meaning. We want to see what He is trying to say. And again, it's not something we need to be some kind of Greek scholar or be some like expert theologian, that the Holy Spirit wants to show us. And a lot of times just having a good dictionary can be all we need to really kind of understand things. And then we memorize so that we can remember what God has shown us. Then we meditate so we're prepared to apply the two-edged sword in the time of adversity. And so that's doing these four things helps to strengthen our inner man. And that helps us to develop that intimate personal walk with God through which we'll have victory. And so we want to really understand that. And this comes from Joshua 1 and verse 8. And is very much a key verse in this principle of meditation. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." And it's kind of the interesting thing. There's so much nowadays of people wanting to find the secret to success. And there's so many books written about that, of people that try to say that this is what you do or this is the steps you take. But it's interesting is that the word success is only found in the Bible one time, and it's in Joshua 1 and verse 8. And so he's kind of showing that the key to success is meditating God's word and observing to do what is written therein, and that that's the way to prosperity, to success in life. And so we want to understand that it is meditating on the Bible causes everything you do to prosper and succeed. And it's impossible for the devil to mentally, psychologically, or spiritually enslave a Bible meditating Christian. They're in a place of strength rather than weakness, that we're prepared to stand against the wiles of the devil. And so we want to understand is that we need to be strengthened in man by His Spirit, and He does it in two ways. He arms us with Scripture given by Christ that we dwell in our heart, and then He places us in difficult circumstances to force us to use that meditation to increase our faith. So it's the two things. He gives us something that we need, and then He puts us in a situation where we can apply and we can use that. And so that's His desire for us. And so we want to just kind of conclude with this verse, and this is really God's desire for us, that we would be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend all things with the breadth and length and depth and height, and know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. That it's kind of the thing for victory. If we're trying to rely on our own strength, we're always going to struggle and fail. But we know that as Christians, we've got God's Spirit within us that can give us that victory. And it speaks of that in 1 John 4 and verse 4, where it says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome Him," or overcome them, "because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." And it's the way it's written, it's not like you might overcome them, you should overcome them, one day you will overcome them. it's written as ye have overcome them. That because we know that the Spirit is within us, the Spirit can give us a victory. Victory can be assured for us as we follow Him. And so it's the thing that we've focused on this idea of how to get Christ to dwell in our heart, to meditate upon Him. And so then now what we're going to go through in the next several lessons is how to strengthen our faith so that the truth of Christ will remain in our hearts. And that's really the thing. The Bible talks about the just shall live by faith. And so it says as well that, that faith is a victory. And so we want to understand how we have faith and how we can have that so we consistently remain on the right track in life. Alright, so just have a few kind of questions. So what would we... Lesson stresses studying and meditating God's Word is more important than reading and memorization. And so with this in mind, what is the four-step formula for success?
Read, study, memorize,
and meditate. Yes. And so it's that whole process that meditation is really like the key, and those other ones are a mean to an end, and we don't want to just read and then that's it. And I know growing up, that's a lot of what I did, is like, oh yeah, I want to go get through the Bible, read through the Bible in a year. And so it's like you read 3 to 4 chapters every day, and it's like you don't take the time to even figure out what it says, and it doesn't help us, right? And we can study and understand it a bit more, we can memorize it, but we need to meditate on it. That's what God desires for us. And so, strengthening man will be the conduit of an intimate, personal walk with God. Can you list and describe the four things that strengthen your inner man? And I think that's basically the same thing. So yeah, that's kind of odd they would ask that. But anyways, then finally, Ephesians 3:14 and 19 tells us in order for us to dwell on Christ, we must be strengthened in our inner man by His Spirit. So what were the two things we talked about that the Spirit does to help us strengthen our inner man? Yes?
Just with Scripture, and then places us in a difficult situation, so we have to use what we learn and grow in faith.
Yes. And so that's the thing, is that we really want to understand that He's giving us that Scripture to prepare us for the battle that we're going to fight that day. And so it kind of can be a recognition when we, because sometimes we get into a battle and we don't even realize we're in a battle until we've already lost the battle, right? Whereas He's trying to give us something that we can use, and if we have this mindset, okay, He's giving this to me for a reason. And so I should be kind of thinking, okay, what is the reason? And so then, boom, something happens and we're like, okay, how do I deal with this? It's like, oh, God gave me something that I can use. And then that can help us to have victory. And so that's what God desires for us. He wants us to be fruitful, grounded, prosperous. He wants us to be like that tree that's planted by the water that just grows and produces. And so we do that as we meditate on His Word. All right, any thoughts or questions as we conclude? All right. Okay, well, let's pray and then we'll be dismissed.